Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We're glad you've tuned in. We're glad all of you are here this morning. We've been talking about the agape love and how important it is that we understand the agape love. And we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit. And last week we talked about love bears all things. And this week we're going to talk about love believes all things. So love bears all things. So remember the word bear, B-E-A-R, in the Greek language, it means as a roof covers. So in other words, the way a roof covers your life and protects you from all the elements, all the different seasons in life, that's the way our love should be for people. We should cover people. See that? You and I were created to do the will of God. We were created, remember? You're born into this world. Everybody's not a believer when they're born into it, and everybody is not God's children. You hear, well, we're all God's children. No. You become His child when you believe and accept Christ as your Savior. Now you're born again back into His family. You were separated because of sin. Sin separated you. It says the wages of sin is death, separation. Because of sin, because of what Adam did back in the garden, Adam and Eve, when they sinned, it separated all of us from God. But now when we're born again, we repent of our sin and invite Christ in, now we're back into what God originated and intended it to be, His family. We become His children. And see, we're separated when we're in this world before we come to Christ, psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. All those areas of your life, God wants to line up with His divine design. He designed you in a special way. See that? And all those areas of your life come in agreement and come into that design. Now you're becoming what God created you to be, what He originated and intended. That's the call on our life. That's God's word. It calls you. It calls you to where you belong. All of us have a longing to belong. And that's what the gospel is. It's good news. It calls you to be you. It's calling you to do God's will. That's why it says, thanks be to God, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 13, thanks be to God, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which you were called by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory. For the obtaining of the glory. What's the glory? What God originated and intended. He wants you to obtain what He originated and intended for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? And that's what God does. He calls you to where you belong. This is why we have all these gangs. Gangs will commit murder just to belong in a group. See, that's belonging distorted. People will do things just to belong, to fit in. You see, religious people find a church where they just fit in. God wants you to belong to His church. See that? He wants you to belong to His church, the church He's building. You see that? That's where you belong. He's building His church, His people. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You see that? He's going to build His church, His people. You see that? He says, there's no distinction between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference. When you're in Him, when you're in Christ, when you're in His church, there's no difference. There's no difference between anybody here. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, between the black and the white, between the Baptist and the Methodist, between the Presbyterian and the Pentecostal, between the Anglican and the Catholic. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. You see that? That's the church. And that's where we belong. You need to find out if you belong. If you've been born again, then you belong. You see that? But when you belong, you want to be there. You want to be connected because that's where development takes place. Development takes place where you belong. Because something else is trying to call you out to something you don't belong in. See that? Your children are looking where you belong. You see, if you got to fit in and you got to have this and have all that just to fit in, then you're giving them a mixed message. They need to see where you belong. God will take care of you. He'll take care of what you need. See, we put our pleasures and things before His purpose. You see that? And when we put pleasure before purpose, it says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. We need to understand God's principles of His wisdom. Because He gave us that wisdom, not conventional wisdom, not I graduated from Harvard wisdom, Holy Spirit wisdom, God's wisdom. We need His wisdom to do His will. You see that? And that's the wisdom He established principles for your psychological, your social, your physical, and your spiritual well-being. And those principles, when they're in place, now you're fulfilling His purpose. You can't even do His purpose without understanding His principles. If you're not in the place where His principles are established and going forth, you can't fulfill His purpose in life. Am I making sense? And that's what we need to understand. Because it says in 2 Timothy 3:4, says this, men will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You have to be intentional about understanding His principles to fulfill His purpose in this life. Make sense? You know, we have to have some groundwork. Because look, He's calling us to understand the fruit of the Spirit. And this is what we're gonna be growing and maturing and teaching, is the fruit of God's Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, agape. This is agape love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, long-suffering, self-control. Those are all fruit of God's agape love. Those all come out of God's agape love. Those can't be yours until you are in His love. If you remain ignorant of His agape love, those will never be a part of your life. Your joy will be a temporary. Oh, we got a big house and we built it out there and we got all that. We got 9 cars in the barn. We're happy. Okay. How's that working out for you? You can have all that and it'll be temporary joy. I'm talking about joy that lasts forever. I'm talking about joy in the most difficult situation. You can have joy and peace. And that's the kingdom of God in the Holy Spirit. And you can have that if you understand God's principles and begin to put them in place. You see this? This is significant. And all of the kingdom functions in the agape love of God. Catching that? When you understand God's love, you begin to have a covenant conscience. You know, something I see in Donita, I know I brag on her a little bit, but she has a covenant conscience. You see this? She can be, no matter where she's at, and it can be a difficult situation. And I'll listen to her share things, and she always responds with mercy and grace. And she's always looking out for the best in someone. You see that? Always. She does that with me. Dog. I like that. Does that make sense? Because look, everybody that's born again has the ability to do that. They just don't know how to practice it. Did you get that? To learn how to practice it, you have to learn in God's church. That's where you learn how to practice agape love. You see that? Because if you don't practice it, you'll show them something that the world is showing them, and they won't want anything of it. But when you practice it, you're showing them something they don't understand. It's God. You see that? When you see something out of the ordinary that you're not used to seeing all the time, it sticks out. And people are looking for that. Huh? And that's the way we're all supposed to be. But we got to learn that. We have to develop that. That can't be developed you hanging out and doing your own thing and staying busy all the time. I'm too busy to come to church. Okay. Pain. We all are going to have pain and experience pain in life. Every one of us. You're going to face something that you've never faced in this life before. But you're going to have to learn how to respond to it God's way. If you do, you're going to be an overcomer. Because that's what you're created to be. An overcomer. Let's go to our scripture verse. 1 Corinthians 13. Here's our vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everyone here. We ask, Lord, you increase our understanding today, and that none of us will remain the same because we have been in your presence. We cannot be in your presence and remain the same. Father, we thank you for it and we trust you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We looked at bears all things. I just went over that. So now today we're looking at love. This agape love believes all things. So we want to pay attention. Remember, if we pay attention now, it's not going to cost us so much later. If you don't pay attention, it's going to cost you more than you can afford later. Amen? Believes all things. Now that seems different, doesn't it? Love, agape love, believes all things. What's that look like? All things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Love believes all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See that? That's the agape love. All things through Christ. It can't go through Christ without it being in agape love. You see that? So now I need the agape love flowing in my life to help me to see and believe. Agape This agape love believes the best in everybody. You see someone, you begin to believe the best in them. I don't care if they're ornery and spit. You believe the best in them. I don't care if that person you work with is just a rascal and a snake. You have been chosen to believe the best in them and see the best in them. You see that? Does this make sense? God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You see this? God wants you to believe the best in everybody. Everybody. When you do that, you know what that does? That keeps you free. Because see, when you judge and criticize others, you are sowing seed into your own life. See? It says you'll be judged. You will reap what you judge. You're going to bring that on your life. When you look at the fault in others and their shortcomings and bring them up, you're bringing that into your own personal life. Come on, am I making sense? God wants you to see and believe the best in the people. Even the circumstances you're around. Christianity is not for you to avoid problems and to avoid pain. It's not for that. Rain falls on the just and the unjust. You're going to have pain in your life regardless. Everybody is. I teach that here because I don't want you to be naive and surprised when you're going through something. Because you're going to go through things. But when you hang in there and go through it, you get to the better place that God intended. Am I making sense? All right, I need to slow down. Love believes all things. So this word, believe, is the word P-I-S-T-E-V-E-I. And it means faith or trust. So when you believe, it's faith. See? All things are possible to them who believe. You see that? God wants you to believe all things. Even the ugly and the difficult. Keep believing. And His love is going to take you to a place, a better place in life, and protect you while it's going on. Now watch. Faith or trust, it involves a never give up kind of belief that something will turn out the very best. In light of this Greek phrase, could actually be taken and mean love believes the best in every situation and everybody. You see that? Agape. Remember, the agape is superior to the other four, which are eros, philia, storge, and thermos. Those four can't accomplish what agape accomplishes. But you add those four to agape, you got something. You see that? Don't misunderstand me. Agape love isn't stupid. It isn't, well, you got your head under the sand. You know. Someone used to tell me, Earth to Fred. I said, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I said, that's right. Agape love isn't stupid or blind. Listen, it sees everything. It sees the good. It sees the bad. It sees the ugly. Because agape love is so filled with faith, it pushes the disconcerting, the disturbing, the negative realities out of the way. You see that? It pushes them out of the way. Watch this. This doesn't mean agape ignores problems or challenges. It makes a choice. It makes a choice to see beyond the problems, conflicts, and strains forward to see the highest potential that resides in every situation and every person. You're going to get this when I'm, as you stay here today. Let's look at the children. Let's look at our children, okay? Let's apply this to our children. Perhaps it's true that they have problems right now. Anybody's children have problems right now? But now look, that they have problems right now, or that they have done some things in the past they shouldn't have done. But there is still hope. Today is a new day, and Agape simply cannot give up believing that they will turn around. Although their past may have been filled with troubled times, the future is bright for those who believe God. Therefore, Agape continually presses ahead, full of faith, reaching forward by faith to see that other person, listen, to see that other person whole, sound, healed, saved, and redeemed. It right in the middle of God's will for their life. That's the way we should see it. That's the way Agape believes it and sees it. Love believes all things. Come on, am I making sense? Now, Agape love just doesn't know how to quit. That's the way it is. It doesn't know how to quit. When you have Agape love, you're not a quitter. That's something my dad always told me, and he wasn't even talking to me about Agape love. He always said, don't ever be a quitter, son. And that was put in me when from a time I can even remember hearing. But I remember I got perfect attendance from first grade through sixth. When I got to seventh grade, you know how your testosterone and stuff starts going crazy on you. I started missing school and all this stuff. I was drinking in sixth grade, but I still had perfect attendance because I wasn't a quitter. You know what I'm saying? I had perfect attendance for 10 years at Miles Laboratories. They kept awarding me, and everybody made, oh, he's goody two-shoes. No, I just had it in me. Not quit. You're not a quitter. When you walk in my office, there's two little signs. Never give up, never give up, never give up. There's one on the wall, and there's one in my cabinet. That's Winston Churchill's famous speech. Most famous speech he ever delivered. You know, look it up on Google. It's going to take you hours to read. You know what it says? Never give up, never give up, never give up. And he sat down. Most famous speech he ever delivered. That's the way it is with God. You never give up. That's what Agape love does. It never gives up. I challenge you to take a good, honest look at yourself to see if you are operating in this kind and high level of love. Do you strain forward to believe the best, or do you pick people apart and point out their flaws and their weaknesses and begin to excuse yourself? You see, that's what insecurity does. It always points out the flaws and weaknesses of others. When you're insecure, that's what you do. And then you justify why you're not going and changing. Because you're comparing yourself with other people. The Bible says you're not supposed to compare yourself with anyone. Ever. Ever. When you have the Agape love, and you look through the eyes of love and the lens of love, but if you look through the eyes and lens of criticism and cynical with a jaded view, you're going to miss out on doing the will of God and fulfilling His purpose in your life. Agape love sees the good in everything and everybody. We must never forget that love believes all things. All things. Give me Genesis 50, and we're going to look at verse 15 through 21. Remember, we've been talking about we need a revelation from God on this agape love. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to avoid pain in life. We're all going to go through struggles. We're all going to go through difficulties. How you're responding is what God is looking at. Because we live in a broken world, and we live with broken people. But if God has saved you, you're in a position to no longer be broken. See, that's what the word saved means. Sozo, the Greek word sozo, it means to be made whole from many scattered parts. And it says in James 1:21, it's the word of God. When we receive the word of God with meekness, it's able to save, to deliver, to make whole, to rescue our scattered lives. You see that? And make them whole. Make them into what God intended you to be. You seeing this? Your vision is the trailer to the movie about yourself that hasn't come out yet. Doesn't matter if it's good or wrong, how you see things. Did you catch that? How you see it is the way it's going to come out. Did you get that? How you see it. I want to see it the way God sees it. How about you? I want to see His vision for my children, for my family, for you all. I want to see it His way and do His will. Now, remember, if we're going to fulfill His purpose, we got to use His purposes. That's what carries out. The principles carry out His purpose. If we're ignorant of His principles, we can't carry out His purpose. You are going to experience pain and difficulties and struggles no matter how blameless or mature you become. Things will happen with no explanation. It will come when you least expect it. It will turn your life upside down. But when you respond in God's will and His way, you're going to get through it, and you're going to be an overcomer. You see that? You're going to be an overcomer. Jesus said in John 6:33, "In me you will have peace. In this world you will have tribulation." Trouble! He's telling us, you're going to have trouble in this world. But in me, you're going to have peace. In me, you're going to have trouble in this world. But He said, "Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world." You see, you're not here to avoid problems and to avoid trouble and to avoid pain. You're here to be an overcomer.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.